It's Wednesday, June 21st, AD 2017. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The communists in China have become so irritated with the proliferation of Christianity that they are now trying to force Christians to confess that they have participated in, quote, an evil cult, unquote, reports China Aid. An armed Russian fighter jet buzzed a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in the Baltic Sea on Monday, coming within 5 feet of the American aircraft, reports Fox News. The incident follows a U.S. Navy jet shootdown of a Syrian jet that was targeting U.S.-aligned fighters. As you will recall from the astounding audio I featured in our June 15th newscast, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont denounced a Trump nominee named Russell Vought during a Senate hearing for his Christian views. Russell wrote in a blog post that by not worshiping Jesus, Muslims, quote, stand condemned, unquote. Christians were so enraged by Senator Sanders' behavior that 55,600 have signed a Family Research Council petition demanding that he apologize. CNN's Jake Tapper asked Sanders about that exchange on State of the Union this past Sunday.
Are you saying that someone is necessarily hateful and Islamophobic if they believe in their private life and express that in their private life the only path to God is through Jesus Christ?
No, absolutely not. Look, what our Constitution, one of the great parts of our Constitution is to protect freedom of religion. You practice what religion you want, I do, Mr. Vote does, that's what it's about. But at a time when we are dealing with Islamophobia in this country, when you have 1.2 billion people who are Muslims around the world, to have a high-ranking member of the United States government essentially say, oh, Islam is a second-class religion, that seemed to be unacceptable as a government official. In terms of his freedom of religion, he and every other American has the right to hold any point of view they want.
Senator Sanders, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. Either Russell Vought has freedom of religion to believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, or he does not, regardless of whether he holds a position in government. Jesus declared in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Franklin Graham is disturbed by the arrests of hundreds of Iraqi Christians in Detroit, Michigan, by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and urged President Donald Trump to be extremely cautious before deporting them back to Iraq. In his Facebook post last Friday, Graham wrote, quote, I understand a policy of deporting people who are here illegally and have broken the law. I don't know all the details, but I would encourage our president to give great consideration to the threat to lives of Christians in countries like Iraq, unquote. Deported Christian Iraqis would face a virtual death sentence in their homeland, where the Islamic State terror group has been committing genocide.